Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. The Cabinet yesterday signed off on publication of the new gambling regulation bill, which is designed to enforce new safety rules on the gambling sector. The bill will focus on gambling online and in person, with powers to regulate advertising, gambling websites and phone apps. Anne-Marie Caulfield is the incoming chief executive of the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, and she's on the line now. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the news at one.
Thank you, Brian.
So people will be have been hearing about some of the details of this this bill over the last 24 hours or so, Anne-Marie Caulfield. What for you are the key elements that are going to mean that the authority which you will head up once this legislation passed has real teeth?
Okay, so I think that the framework that is provided for will provide a very robust system for regulation of gambling in Ireland. So for the first time in Ireland, we'll have licensing and strong powers of enforcement. Those will include fines, they'll include suspension of a license, we could have withdrawal of a license. In certain circumstances, for example, in relation to the protection for children, there's also provision for imprisonment up to a term of 8 years. So there's a very robust framework, I would feel, Brian, in relation to enforcement. And the Gambling Regulatory Authority will have staff of 100 to ensure that these provisions are enforced effectively.
And there's a big focus on the advertising of and the promotion of gambling. For example, this ban on adverts on radio and television between 5:30 in the morning and 9:00 at night, and also restrictions and controls in relation to the online sector, phone apps, websites. Now, how is that going to operate? How can you, as an Irish regulator, control what is very often the result of international gambling interests?
Okay, so I suppose there's a couple of ways. First off, in terms of a licensee in Ireland, if you're licensed to provide gambling services in Ireland, then that's provided on certain terms and conditions. So you must adhere to those in order to retain your license. And as I've mentioned already, there's very strong enforcement procedures in place. In relation to outsiders or, those seeking to provide gambling services in Ireland from outside of the EU, there are a number of different ways in which they can be blocked. Payments can be blocked, of course. That's one of the ways. But domain name blockers as well is a very common way to do so. And indeed, we've been reaching out to our other EU counterparts already. I've been in touch with them, 8 of them at this stage, and we will be collaborating and cooperating in that respect as well. I suppose, ultimately, it is a matter as well for the Irish consumer to understand that there are certain protections for them to engage and to do their business with a licensed operator in Ireland. And again, in terms of education and awareness, that's a part of our role and remit. We'll have a particular fund, a levy on the industry for education and awareness and to deal with the impacts of gambling.
The things, though, that are beyond your reach, well, are they beyond your reach? For example, gambling companies' brand names on shirts, the displays that appear at the ground and then appear on your television screen. There's not much you can do about that, is there?
Okay, so just in relation to the prohibitions that are being introduced in relation to sponsorship, those are based, in terms of the protection of children. So right throughout the legislation, there's a lot of emphasis on the protection of children from the harmful effects of gambling. So children, in terms of merchandise for clubs, sponsorship of jerseys, etc., for clubs in which children are members, they participate, for example, a football team, there's a prohibition on that. So companies wishing to provide gambling services in Ireland may not sponsor that type of merchandise or jerseys and so on. In relation to hoarding and so on from pitches, as you're saying, is beamed in from other countries. Well, I suppose there's two aspects to that. One is that it's possible to replace advertising, as many of us will know. We'll hear advertisements that are based towards Irish providers of different services during our ad breaks, and that's possible. But in terms of their hoarding, as you mentioned, on the sides of pitches, obviously we don't have jurisdiction in the UK, which is one of the areas, but we are in constant touch with our colleagues there. They've been over for a two-day visit already since I've been appointed, and we're keeping maintaining contact with them in relation to matters like that.
And just finally, at what point do you hope to be fully up and running?
So the legislation is making its way through the Oireachtas at the moment. They have an ambitious timeline as to have that passed mid-year next year. And from our perspective, we're working behind the scenes to make sure that we're up and running as quickly as possible. We will be doing it on a phased basis, so we go live with some of our functions more quickly than others. But we're working hard behind the scenes to ensure that we will be commence operations in an effective way to coincide with that the passage of that legislation.
Very good. Anne-Marie Caulfield, incoming CEO of the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland. Thanks for that.